Today's daf is Brachis Daf Vav, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Heya Midbeis, Rav Huna Tekifule Arba Meya Doni Dechamra. Today's daf is being learned Li'ilui Nishmas, Reb Chaim Doiv, Ben Shlomo HaKoyen, my great uncle, Mr. Herbie Greenberg from the Lower East Side, who passed away this week. My uncle was a very tall man, and in many ways he was a giant in his Hatznei Aleches, in his Emunah and Betochen, in the way that he dealt with people. He was Nosav and Nosav Emunah. He grew up in New York City during the Great Depression, where there were many Nisyonis. It wasn't easy to keep Shabbos, it wasn't easy to keep kosher, and he kept true to his faith throughout his life. Yehi Zichroi Baruch. Zok the Gemara. Rav Huna, Tekifulei Abri Meir Dani Dechamri. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine that spoiled. Olegabi Rav Yehuda, Achud Rav Salah Chasidah. So Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salah Chasidah, Virabonon, together with the Rabbonon. Some say Rav Adabar Ahava Virabonon. Va'omr Leilayim Arba Mile. So Rav Huna had this terrible financial loss. He had 400 barrels of wine. Clearly they were worth a lot of money. And they went bad, and the Rabbonon heard about it. And they went to see Rav Huna, va'omrulei, and they told him, la'ayim mar b'milei. They said, Rav Huna, I think you should make a cheshbon on nefesh. Hashem wouldn't have done this to you if you didn't deserve it. And I think you should sit down and try to determine what you did to deserve to lose all this. Amar Lusi told him, mi chashidnu be'inaychu? What, am I a chashid in your eyes? Are you being chashid me of having done something wrong to deserve it? Amrulei, so they told him, I hear, but mi chashid kutcha berichu? So who else should I be chashid? Meaning, either you deserved it, in which case you're a chashid, or you didn't deserve it, in which case HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a chashid, the Avadina Velodina, that he punished you when you really didn't deserve to be punished. Amalusi told him, sounds like somebody has something to say. So if somebody wanted to say something, say. I mean, did you hear something about me? It sounds like you did. Amalei, they said, Rav Huna, we have to be honest. Hachi Shmielon, there is a rumor, you have a sharecropper who works for you, and the branches that halachically he's entitled to, you aren't giving him. And we think that that might be the reason that you now suffer this financial loss. Amalusi told him, he says, I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. It's true what you heard. But you think he leaves me anything? He says, I have an arrangement with him. We have some sort of profit sharing. He's not giving me what he's supposed to give me. So I said, you know what? I'm trying to make myself whole a little bit. So the branches that I have some control over that really I was supposed to have given him, I'm keeping from myself. Amrulei, so they told Rav Huna, this is what people mean when they say, Basre ganva gnoiv v'tama ta'im, that if you don't want to be a full-fledged ganav, but at the very least, you want to tayamel, you want to taste what it's like to be a ganav, steal from a ganav. Meaning, it sounds like a ganav bin a ganav in this context isn't really a ganav. A tam ke ikker of being a ganav that you do have. Amalusi told him, if you're right, and meaning what I'm doing to my sharecropper by withholding these branches is the wrong thing, that I'm going to make him whole, I'm moving forward, I'll never do this again. What happened afterwards is a matter of dispute. Some say, miraculously, Rav Huna's spoiled wine became good wine again. And some say, it was spoiled wine, but spoiled wine back in the day was used as vinegar. And vinegar went up in price so much that the loss that Rav Huna initially had was suddenly made whole. Now, this Gemara right here is really a very, very important Gemara when you learn Masechtas Bava Kamma, because this Gemara is a makar to a shayla, and that is if there's two people in a partnership relationship, and one partner knows that his partner's stealing from him. So is he allowed to steal back just to make himself whole? Or if you feel that he's taking something from you, you can be mazmin him to Bezdin and let the authorities work it out. Let Bezdin figure out exactly what has to happen. So there's a sugi and shas of Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe, that sometimes a person can take matters into his own hand. Meaning a person can't be a judge for himself. He's an Egei B'davar if there ever was one. But there is a concept in Halacha, third parak of Masechtas Bava Kamma, the beginning of Parak HaMeniach, of Ovid Inish Dina Denafshe. This Gemara right here, tucked away in the middle of all this Agadat Gemara, Gemaras that are primarily dealing with Halachas of Kriyishma, seems to be a Makar to this sugya of Ovid Inish Dina Danashi. Rav Huna felt that he was allowed to. The Chachamim gave him Toichacha. Either way, this for another day. Tanya. Back to the halachas of Kriyashma and Tefillah. Abba bin Yamin, Oimer. Abba bin Yamin said, Al Shnei Devarim Yisim Etzara Kol Yamai. There was two things that I davened for, that I was always bitzara. I always wanted to merit these two things. Number one, Al Tefilasi Shetehe Lefnei Mitasi. That I should daven next to my bed. Va'al Mitasi Shetehe Nesudah Ben Tzafon Ladarim. And that my bed should be facing Tzafon Darim. Meaning the top of my bed should be to the north, the bottom to the south, as opposed to Mizrach Ma'ariv, as opposed to east to west. And the Gemara explains, what did Abba Bin Yamin mean when he said, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitzta'er, that my davening, that I should daven next to my bed? Did he mean literally that he should daven by his bed? Can't be. How do you know that when somebody davens, he should make sure, L'katchila, that he should be with his face to the wall, and there should be nothing in between him and his wall. Shenema, we learn it from Chizkiyo. Vayasev Chizkiyo elakir vayispalel. Chizkiyo recited a famous tefillah. The Gemara is going to talk about it in the coming daven. And when Chizkiyo davened his tefillah, he was facing the wall. And we learn from here that the ultimate tefillah is pon of elakir. So why would you want to be samach lemitasi? The bed presumably is in between you and the wall, so it doesn't make sense that that's something that Abba Bin Yamin always strives for. So the Gemara says you have to say loitemo lefnei mitasi ela im samach lemitasi. What he meant was not that he should physically daven by his bed. You daven in shul, you daven facing a wall, but what he meant to say was is that his tefillah should be samach lemitasi, meaning wake up and immediately go daven, as opposed to go to work and be involved in mundane things before you have an opportunity to daven. What did he mean when he said that I always daven that my bed should be between Tzafon and Darim? Somebody's bed is facing Tzafon Darim, meaning the top of his bed is Tzafon, the bottom is Darim, as opposed to Mizrach Ma'ariv, having a bottom Scharim. He's going to give birth to Scharim, he's going to have boys as opposed to girls. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Tzfuncha temale bitnam yispu'u banim. So the Gemara is going to bring a lot of psukim in today's daf. We're not going to really have the opportunity to go through the pashup shot in each pasuk and exactly what the drush is of each pasuk. So we'll do what we do. But either way the Gemara is darshaning the pasuk is utzfuncha miloshin tzafin temale bitnam yispu banim. If someone's bed is tzafin darim, then he's going to have banim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar af ein ishtoi mapeles nefalim. That if somebody his bed is tzafin darim, not only will he have zecharim, but his wife won't miscarry either. It says over here, "Tzfuncha tamali bitnam b'ksev hasam," and the pasuk says regarding Tamar, "Vayimlu yamel oledes v'hinei soymim bebitna." So you have the same word of tamale, "Utzfuncha tamale vayimlu yamel," that his wife will have a full-term pregnancy; she won't miscarry children. Either way, a skula to have boys versus girls is that a person's bed should be Nisuna Bein Tzafon Ladarim. It sounds like Abba Bin Yamin wanted to have sons. And it's for that reason he said, Kol Yomai Ho'isi Mitzta'er. There were two things I always wanted. Number one, Tfilasi should be Samach L'mitasi. Wake up in the morning and immediately dedicate his day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And number two, Val Mitasi Shetei Nisuna Bein Tzafon Ladarim. Now as it relates to skulois, to have boys versus girls, so the Gemara talks about this in Masechtas Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara talks about this in Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Yud Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, where Rabbi Yossi said, Chomesh Be'ilois Ba'alti Vishonisi Venatati Chamisha Rosen B'Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi had five sons. Either way, that's for also for another day. Tanya Abba Bin Yamin Oimer, Shnayim Shenichnesu Lehisbalel, two people that go to Shul to Daven. V'kodam Echo Mehem Lehis Balel, so two people walked into a shul back in the day. This is maybe in a forest or in a place where to walk home is going to be somewhat dangerous. So these two people, they were going together. We'll walk home together. One of them finished davening earlier, and instead of waiting for his friend to finish his langa shmein esra, he decided he's going to go back by himself. So Abba Bin Yamin said, "Torfen leit tefilasi b'fanav." We take away his tefillah from him. Why? Or how do we know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Torif nafshei ba'apoy halamancho teyazev." Oretz Rashi says, "Nafshei over here means tefillah." Torif nafshei. There's an idea of torfen leit tefilasi. They take his tefillah, they throw it. If you're not sensitive to your friend, then ki'ilu Hashem doesn't want us to feel it. Not just that, if somebody does this, he causes the Shechina to go away from Klai Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, v'yetak Tzur Mimkoimai, the ain't Tzur Ela Kodesh Baruch Hu Shenema Tzur Yulatcha Teshi. So the Yetak Tzur Mimkoimai is the end of that pasuk. Tayrif Navshe Ba'apa Yalaman Kati Azavaritz, which Chazal say is referring to Tfilah. The end of the pasuk is the Yetak Tzur Mimkoimai. Who's Tzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Tzur will be Netak Mimkoimai Kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be in a stock. Vim Himtalei Mascha, right? And let's say a person is with his friend, they're davening together, one finished davening, the other one is still going, and he waits for him. What schar is he going to get? We know the punishment if he doesn't wait. What's the reward if he does? Maschari, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Zoycha lebrachis halalo. He's going to be Zoycha to the following brachis. The brachis that are mentioned in Yeshaya, Perik Memches, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Lu Hikshafto, and Rashi says, Hikshafto in the context of this drasha is, Loshin Hamtonahi. You waited, you know what you're going to get? Just read the Pasuk. Vayikanor Shloi Mecha, your Shaloi, peace is going to flow like the river. Vitzidkoscha Kigale Ayam, and your Tzedaka is going to be like the waves of the sea. Vayikachol Zarecha, Vitzetsoi Meyecha Kimoisov, Lo Yikores, Velo Yishomich Moimufani. Beautiful brachos that one will get if he's sensitive to his friend. Anyway, it's from either way. So we mentioned two halachas that Abba Binyamin said. So you don't have Abba Binyamin that often in Shas. So the Gemara is going to mention now other things that Abba Binyamin said. Tanya, Abba Binyamin, no, El Molin didn't Rishus Lion Lirois. If a person had the vision, if he was able to see, Ein Kolbiria Yechayel Lama Nifnei HaMazikin. In other words, Abba Binyamin said that everywhere around us, there are Mazikin. Rashi says Mazikin over here means Shadim. So there are Shindalits, the Shadim everywhere. Thankfully, we can't see them. Because if we would see them, we would be so overwhelmed. Ain kol birya yechayel lamay mipnei hamazikin. Okay, so how many shadim are there really? Amr Abaya. Abaya said, number one, inu nefisha minon, a lot more than us. So there are a lot more shadim than there are human beings. So whatever the gross population is right now in the world, there are more shadim than there are people. Not just that, v'kaymi alon ki kisla lo'ugya. They stand around us like a ditch stands around the mound. So Rashi says when they used to plant a grapevine, so the grapevine was on a mound, and there would be a ditch for irrigation purposes that went around that mound. So they're literally encircling us. They're shadim always around us. Amr Ravuna. Ravuna said, kol chad v'chad minon, for each person, there's alpha mismole, there's 1,000 shadim, 1,000 mazikin on his left, and there's 10,000 to his right. So not only are there more shadim than there are humans, but the ratio is pretty lopsided. Oh, my Rava said, he says, you ever go to a shear and it just feels squashed and there really aren't that many people there. So why do you feel so squeezed? Because of the mazikin. Hani birchi deshali. He says, sometimes you're walking and your knees get tired. So why are you, it's not because you're so out of shape. It's because when you walk, you're bumping into shadim. You're bumping into the mazikin. And the mazikin are, that's the friction and it's slowing you down. Hani mari de rabbanim de bali. He says, you ever see people, you have rabbanim, they never walk, they never go anywhere, they sit and they learn the whole day and their shoes get rubbed out. He says, why are their shoes getting rubbed out? I mean, if you run, you walk, you're in the fields, I understand why your shoes are getting rubbed. But the hani mari de rabbanon, it's michuf ye de do. It's because these shadim, these mazikin are rubbing against your shoes. Hani kari de menachman. He says, sometimes you're sitting and all of a sudden you feel like something clapped your foot. He said, what hit you in the foot? It's also minayut, it's also related to them. So that's the gemara. Hai man de boy lemedo. Let's see somebody wants to see the shadim. So at your own risk. But let's say somebody actually wants to do this. So the Gemara says there's a way. Laisi kitma nehila. You could take ashes and you could sift it into very, very fine flour. When a hadar apuriye, and then spread it around your bed. Go to sleep. Ubitzafra, when you wake up in the morning, chazi, you're going to see. Read the Tarnagelta. You're going to see footprints in the powder and it's going to be the footprints of a rooster. What does a rooster have to do with anything? So the pshat is, because Rashi says in Masechtas Gittin Daf Samachesim and Beis, and really it's the whole Gemara, the Gemara that talks about Ashmedai. Ashmedai is the one that helped Shlomo HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash. He was the Rosh of the Shadim, and the Gemara tells this incredible story how he dressed up like a person, and they weren't sure if he is a shade, he's not a shade, and finally they nailed him. How? Batka Bikari. The Gemara says they were able to see from his feet. What did they see on his feet? So Rashi there says, Shiraglov shal shade doimois l'shal tarnagoylem. Because the feet of the shadim are like tarnagoylem. They have the footprints of a rooster. Either way, that will be your way of knowing that there's a mazik. So the Gemara, I'm on the boil of mechsin. If somebody wants to see it, there's another way. Laisi shulius of the shunrus. You should bring the placenta of a feet. Female cat, uchmisa bas uchmisa. It has to be a black female cat, the daughter of a black cat. Buchrisa bach buchrisa. Also, this cat has to be a firstborn, and its mother has to be firstborn as well. Velikle benura, and then you should burn the placenta. v'lishachke, grind it, v'limle enemine, and then take some of the ashes and put it on your eyes. V'chazu, you're going to see it. V'lishte begufsa the parzel. Now, the remaining ashes you should take and put it in a tube that's made out of parzel. A parzel is iron. V'lichseme begushpanka the parzel, and make sure you seal the tube really well. Do magan v'mine, because the shedim are going to come back for those ashes. If you seal it, the shedim can't have any power over it. V'lichtum pume, close your mouth. Ke'echad v'leitzik, to make sure that you don't get harmed. The Gemara says, Rabbi Barabaya Avad Hachi, Rabbi Barabaya actually tried this. Chaza, he saw the shade of the Itzak, he was harmed. Bo Rabbanu Rachme, the Rabbanan had Rachmanis on of the Itzi, and he was healed. Either way, Zok the Gemara invite another thing that Abba Bin Yamin said, Tanya, Abba Bin Yamin, Noime, Ain't Tfilas Shodim, Nishmas, Elba Beis HaKnesses. A person's tfilos are only answered in a Beis HaKnesses. Now, it sounds like Ain't Tfilas Shodim, Nishmas, as if a person that davens be Yechidus, his tfilos are never answered. Ain't tfilasoi shel adam nishmas. So that's another diuk that we're going to have to get back to. But either way, Abba Bin Yamin said that if a person wants his tfilos to be answered, daven and shul. Shenemar l'shmaya el harino ve'el ha-tfilo. The context of that pasuk is Shlomo HaMelech when he built the Beis HaMikdash. So he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said that we're going to daven here in this Beis HaMikdash. We're going to bring karbonos. And he asked Hashem to listen to those tefillos and to pay attention to those karbanos. So he said, "L'shmaya el arina ve'la tefillah." We learn from there, "B'makayim rina," which is the Beis HaKnesses shamtei tefillah. That's where you're supposed to daven. Amar Ravin bar Ravada. So on the topic of the Beis HaKnesses, we digress from our digression. So Rav Adar bar Ravada said the name of Rabbi Yisrael Nachman Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beis HaKnesses. How do you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always in a Beis HaKnesses? So it sounds like in a Beis HaKnesses, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is always matzis. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel." Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in an adas kel. Adas Kel, referring to a Beis HaKnesses. How do you know another thing? If 10 people daven, not in a Beis HaKnesses, how do you know that if 10 people are davening, you have a minion of Yidin, Sheshchina Imahim, Shenemar, it's learned out from the following pasuk, Elokim Nitzav Ba'Adas Kel. So in the first drasha, Adas Kel means a Beis HaKnesses. It's a place. It's a location. In the second drash, Adas Kel is a group of Yidin. How many Yidin? Asara. How do you know 10? So Rashi says it's learned out from Parashat Shlach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said after the chet of the Meraglim went to Eretz Yisrael, they were supposed to give a good, honest report about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and instead they lied and they didn't want the Yidden to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said, Ad Masai Le'eda Hara Hazos. Now, how many bad Meraglim are there? There were 12. Kolev and Yeshua with Tzadikim. So 12 minus 2 is 10. So it comes out the Eda Hara Hazos was really 10. This is the Makar that a Dovash of Ekdusha, a minion, always has to be two. There's a Reb Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas, a Masech Tesoita, that quotes Yerushalmi, that brings a Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that the way we have the Psukim in the Torah would seem that each Shevet was represented by one Miragel. So there was one Nasi, one Miragel per Shevet. Rabbi Kiva Shitas, there were two. Says the Reb Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas, it comes out in Cheshvin that if the Makar to minion is Admasai Le'eda Hara Hazois, how many were the Eda? Well, we don't know, but it's math. It's 12 minus 2, which is 10. If, according to Rabbi Akiva, that it was 24, so it should come out 24 minus 2, which means a minion is Chav Beis. It would mean a minion is really 22. Either way, says the Gemara. So, two drushes. Number one, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motzi in a Beis HaKnesses, Shenemar Elikim Nitzav Adas Kel. Number two, Asar Hashem is Balulin, Shechina Yimoyim, Shenemar Elikim Nitzav Adas Kel. How do you know that if there's three Dayanim and they're Paskin and Gashayla, that they too have Shechina, Shenemar, Bekerev Elohim Yishpait. Now Elohim over here is Lashon Chayil. It means Bezdin. So when there's a Bezdin of Elohim, which says Rashi, Ayin Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, means three Dayanim, Yishpait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will be. That's the end of the Pasuk. Elokim Nitzav Adas Kel Bekerav Elohim Yishpait, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekerav Elohim, three Dayanim. How do you know that if there's two people learning Torah, that the Shechina is there? Shenemar. This is learned out from a different Pasuk. A Pasuk in Malachi. Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem Isho Reyeu Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma. So Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem Isho Reyeu. Two people are learning together. La learning bechavrusa. What does Hashem do? Vayakshev Hashem. Hashem sits there and Hashem listens. Hashem pays attention to the learning that's going on. Mayu l'choshvei shemoy. So the end of that pasuk says, Vayikosev sefer zikorin lefanov leyirei Hashem ulechayish veshem. Rav Ashi says a huge halacha that again requires a whole shir. Chishev adam lasis mitzvah v'nanzalei asa. If a person had a machshava toiva, he wants to do a mitzvah and he didn't have the opportunity to do it. Malo olav akosiv ki ilu, quote unquote, asa. It's as if he did it. Meaning, if someone has the machshava toiva to do a mitzvah, even if he doesn't do it, it's as if he did the mitzvah. So we just said that if two people are learning Torah, the Shechina is with. How do you know if one person is learning Torah by himself that the Shechina is there? Shenemar bechol hamokoyim asher askir eshmi avay elecha uvirachticha. The pasuk says wherever I will mention my name, or wherever my name will be mentioned, avay elecha, I'm going to come to you. So when someone's learning Torah, he's being masker the shame, so to speak, and as a result, avay elecha, there's a haftacha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is there. So the Gemara just said the Shechina is always in the Beis HaKnesses. If you have 10 people davening, the Shechina. Three Dayanim judging, the Shechina. Two people learning, the Shechina. One person learning, Shechina. Let's do the math. One person that's learning Torah, the Shechina. Trei Mibaya. See, you need a pasuk to tell me that if two people are learning, the Shechina is going to be there. So the Gemara says, you're right. Trei Michtav Milayu B'Seif HaZachronis. It's the difference between one person learning and two people learning. As it relates to Shechina Imam, it's the same thing. One person learns Shechina, two people learn the Shechina. What then is the difference? When two people learn, not only is the Shechina there, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, so to speak, takes notes. Literally, Michtav Milayu B'Seif HaZachronis. Now, where do you see that? Because that's the pasuk. The pasuk was, Oz Nidberu Yirei Hashem Isho Reyeu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, Hashem pays attention, Vayikosev Seif HaZikari Lefado. What does he write? Doesn't just write, oh wow, schus for these two people because they're learning Torah. No, he writes the shir, says the Marsha. Why? And what's the difference between one person and two people? So he says based on the Gemara Masechtas Tainis, where the Gemara says if somebody learns by himself, it's most likely he's not going to get the right pshat. Because you learn by himself, so whatever you think the pshat is, you have nobody to fight you. But when two people learn together, they duel it out. So you have the shakla v'tarya, one sharpens the other one, and as a result, you end up with the emes pshat. If someone says an emes pshat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes that pshat down. So when one person learns Torah, the Shechina is there. But it's only when two people are learning, there it's Michtav Milei B'Seif HaZachronis. So the Gemara says, okay, one person learns Torah, Shechina. Two people learn Torah, Shechina. Why do I need a pasuk now, B'Kerev Aleihem Yishpeit, to tell me that three Dayanim judge that the Shechina is going to be there as well? I mean, if the three Dayanim are judging, so shouldn't they be like the one person or the two people that are learning Torah? The Gemara says, no, it's not so simple. Because another time I would have thought, Dina Shama Ba'almohu. They're not learning. They're not sitting with two Gemaras and saying Svaras. They're paskiting Shailas. They're judges. So it's just like you have secular judges, you have Jewish judges. How do you know that just because they're judging using Mishpatei HaTorah, that means that it's considered Torah? So maybe V'lo Yaseh Shechina. Maybe the Shechina is not going to come. Kamash V'lan, the Dina Nami Hainu Torah. No, the judge, it's called Torah. And that's precisely the reason that the Shechina is there. Freit the Gemara, V'chini Yachid Afilu Tlasa Asarami Bayi. Okay, so you tell me 1, 2, 3. So you would think 10 also. Now the truth is, what the Gemara said about 10 is 10 that are davening Shechina Yimah. Torah and Tefillah are not exactly the same thing. But the Gemara thinks if a person's learning Torah, two people are learning Torah, if three people are learning Torah and the Shechina is there, then Kal V'chomer, if 10 people are davening, the Shechina should also be there. So the Gemara says, why do I need another pasuk to teach me that? Zok the Gemara, Asara Kodma Shechina V'asya, Tlosa Adiyasvi. If there's a minion, if there's a place where there's a minion Kavua, believe it or not, Hashem comes before the minion's there. So if a person's learning Torah, just because you have a seder they usually learn from this hour to that hour, doesn't necessarily mean that the Shechina is going to be waiting for you. You open up your Gemara, you start learning, the Shechina comes. Two people, just because they learn, doesn't mean the Shechina is going to be waiting. You start learning, the Shechina comes, you say a good Svara, Vayikosev B'Seif HaZachronis. Three, the same thing. Oh, 10, if there's a place where there's a minion kavua, the Shechina is kadma. The Shechina comes and it waits for the minion to show up. Either way, there's a lot to talk about on this Gemara. We'll get to it at the end of the daf. Omer Rav Avin Bar Rav Ada Omer Rav Yitzchak. Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Meniach Tefillin. Another classic. Every Gemara is classic, by the way, in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos. But this is mamish a classic. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on tefillin? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Nishba Hashem b'yaminoi u'bezroya uzoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore b'yaminoi, and he swore with the strength of his arm. Zok the Gemara, b'yaminoi zu toiro. Shenemar b'yaminoi eish tos lomoi. So whatever exactly that means. But Nishba Hashem with the toiro. U'bezroya uzoi. What's the strength of the Zraya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elu Tefillin. Shenemer Hashem Oiz La'amo Yiten. And Oiz in that Pasuk means Tefillin. How do you know that oiz in that pasuk means tefillin? How do you know oiz means tefillin at all? Because the pasuk says, "V'ro kolam yaretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha." There's a pasuk that says that when the ame yaretz, the nations of the world, are going to see a yid and they're going to see ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha, they're going to be afraid of the yid. And Betanya, Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Omer of the first Mishnah in Shas Veim, elu tefillin shebirosh. Now, what is it referring to? V'ro kolam yaretz ki shem Hashem. What are they going to see? When they see the tefillin shabiroish, they're going to be afraid. That means tefillin somehow represents power. It makes the yidin eyes. So nishba Hashem biyeminoi is the Torah. Ubizraya uzoi, that's referring to the tefillin. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has zraya uzoi, he has tefillin. It's not our tefillin that Hashem swore in. It's his tefillin. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meniach tefillin. Zok de Gemara. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chia. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rav Chia, Hani tefillin demara alma maksiv bohu. Vashteit in the tefillin demara alma. So we know we have an art tefillin, Shmava. But what do you have in the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Amalei, see, told him. It says the following pasuk. Umika amcha Yisrael. Goyechad ba'aretz. Who's like Klai Yisrael? Klai Yisrael is a goyechad ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings the praise of the Yidden in his tefillin. That's what it says. Umika'am. So we have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Umika'am Chi Yisrael goyechad ba'aretz. Right to go on. Mimishtabach kuchabricha b'shvachayu di Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does he do that? Does Hashem take pride, like a father would take pride in his son? Hashem says, wow, look at my child. And the Gemara says, "In, yeah, absolutely." The Chsiv, as the pasuk says, "As Hashem hemarta yoyim, v'Hashem hemircha yoyim." You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises you. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Gemara explains, "Atem as Yisuni chativa achas ba'olam." You made me one, v'ani esse eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I'm going to make you one. Atem as Yisuni chativa achas ba'olam. Where did you make me one? Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ani esse eschem chativa achas ba'olam. I'm going to make you one. Shenemar. So we have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Mida Keneged Mida HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin say Umika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. Omalei Rav Acha Brei De Rav Ali Rav Ashi Tenach Bechad Beisa B'Shar Batim Ay. The tefillin Shal Rosh has four batim. So if there's four batim in the tefillin, so you just explained one of the parshas, Bechura. Umika amchi Yisrael ge'echa baretz. That's one parsha. So that explains one of the batim. What about the other batim? Amalei. So he said, it says as follows. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo yelikim kroivim eilav kashem elikeinu b'chol koreinu eilav. And then he said, it also says, Umi goy gadol asher lo yichukim u'mishpatim. I'm just reading the whole pasuk. Tzadikim k'chol ha-toyr azleis asher anoichi noisen lefnei chamayoyim. This is all the same theme. And then he said, it also says, Ashrecha Yisrael. And it also says, Goy, is there any nation that Hashem performed such miracles like Hashem performed to us when He took us out of Mitzrayim? And finally, it also says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made us greater than any other nation. So the Gemara says, whoa, Yachi Nafish Lehituvi. Bati, now we have too many, right? We started off. Vashtet. Hani tefillin demari alma maksiv bo. What was the answer? Umika amchi Yisrael beyachav baris. Okay, that's one. There's four batim, and then the Gemara brought five more psukim. So the Gemara says we have to figure this out. Ela kimi goy gadol, umi goy gadol, the dami ladadi. The pasuk kimi goy gadol ashalay kim kraven elav, and the pasuk umi goy gadol ashalay chukim u'mishpatim. They sound the same, and they are the same, and as a result, they're in the same bias. Bechad beso ashrecha Yisrael, umika amchi Yisrael are also very similar. It's also bechad beso. That's bechad beso. Ulasitcha elyoin. That's also bechad beso. Says the Gemara. Vikulu ksivi beedre. So Rashi, what does that mean? That although there are four batim in the tefillin shel Rosh, there's only one bias in the tefillin shel Yad. That's the way tefillin are. So you have four batim in tefillin shel Rosh. You have one bias in the tefillin shel Yad, and the same is true for the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, you have four batim as per the way the Gemara just described it in the tefillin shel Yad. You have the same parshiyos, but instead of them being in four batim, they're only in one bias. Amar Ravin bar Ravada. We'll get back to that. Amar Rav Yitzchak Laragel over the Beis HaKnesset. Someone has a kvius. He goes to shul in the morning. V'loy ba yoy mechad. And one day he doesn't come. So the Olam's going to ask about him? Yeah, maybe. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashal bay. You know who's for sure going to ask about him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemra, because the Pasuk says, Mi bachem yirei Hashem, shemeya bekoil avdoi, asher holach hasheichin ve'inoy aloi. He says, Mi bachem. What happened to that fellow? He's always here. He's shemeya bekoil avdoi. He's a yirei Hashem. And today he's holach hasheichin. He's walking in darkness. Ve'inoy aloi. Wherever he is, there's no light. And the Gemara explains, Im ludvar mitzvah holach. Now, if this person's not here, because he went to do a mitzvah, noigaloi, then he will have light. Ve'im ludvar reshus holach. But if he went for a dvar reshus, he just decided to skip davening today, ey noigaloi. Yiftach b'shem Hashem, the pasuk concludes and says, Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishon b'alekov. What does that mean? My time of the havalei l'vtoich b'shem Hashem v'alei batach. Meaning, the assumption is that this is a person that for some reason today he didn't come to shul. Why not? I don't know, maybe he's working. He's working. Shere betochen in Hashem. You have to make a shtadlis, but you also have to daven. Either way, this person should have been b'teach b'Hashem. He should have been yishoyim b'aleikov, and it's for that reason there's a taina on him, and Hashem literally looks around the room to try to figure out who's missing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Abba Beis HaKnesses, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, v'loi matza ba'asara, and there's no minion. Right, so we said before, when Hashem anticipates there being a minion, Hashem comes. So what happens if Hashem shows up, he thinks there's going to be a minion, and there's no minion. Miyad hukayis. Hashem gets Bekas, Kavi Yochel. Shenemar, madua basi ve'inish. I don't understand, I came and there's nobody here. Karasi, I called out ve'inoyna. And there's nobody answering my calls. Amar Rab Chelbay, Amar Rav Huna. Kalkidei, Makam Litfilasi. Again, another classic. If someone has a Makam Kavu, he always davens in the same place. And not sometimes on this side, sometimes on that side. They always davens in the same place. Elikei Avram be'Ezra. That not only will he merit Yeshua's, but Elikei Avram, the Gutfin Avram, he's going to be the one that's going to save him. Ukishemes, when this person dies, Omram Lay, they're going to say as follows. This will be the Hespin in Shemaim. Oy Anav, woe to this Chassid, this Anav. Oy Chassid, woe to this Chassid, mi Talmidav shal Avram Avinu. He was from the Talmid of Avram Avinu. So it sounds like Avram Avinu had a special place where he davened. So when a person does the same thing that Avram Avinu did, number one, he merits Elikei Avram Be'ezri. Number the Magen Avram protects him. And number two, they're going to be masped him with the midos that Avram Avinu had. So Avram Avinu was an anav and he was a chassid. We assume that if he's mitalmid of shal Avram Avinu, that he's kedei amakam litfilosai, he's probably mit, it sounds like a big assumption, but he's probably also mitalmid of shal Avram Avinu, that he's an anav and he's a chassid. One thing is clear, Avram Avinu was kedei amakam litfilosai. So the Gemara says, v'Avram Avinu minolan to kavam makam. How do you know that he did that? T'chsev, v'yashkim Avram ba'boiker, ala makim masha amasha. And the context over there is Sedayim. And Avram Avinu is davening for Sedayim. So it says he got up in the morning and he went to the place that he stood previously. Now, v'ein amida l'tfila. Amida really means tfila. Shenema v'yamuit pinchas v'yufal. Pinchas stood and he davened. So what does it mean Avram Avinu got up early in the morning and he went to the place that he stood? Now, he went back to daven where he had previously davened. So you see, there's an idea of having a set place for your tfila. And if a person has a set place to his tfila, it's a big segula for his tfila to be answered. So we had two segulas in this Gemara. Number one, if a person davens in a Beis HaKnesses, Abba Binyamin said, ain't tefillah shall Adam nishmas ela beBeis HaKnesses. And now we have another idea, and that is kol hakevei amakom letefilasoi elikei Avram beEzra. He'll merit not just a Yeshua, but Mogen Avram, elikei Avram beEzra. But Amar Rav Chelbay, Amar Rav Huna, yoytzi beBeis HaKnesses. If somebody leaves a Beis HaKnesses, al yafsiyah psiyagasa. So when you leave shul, don't run out of shul. You shouldn't take big steps. Take baby steps. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, "Loi Amar Elo Meipak." Now this is only true if you're leaving shul. Avala Meil. If you're coming into shul, mitzvah lemirat. Then there's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Veneda near the faladasas Hashem." There's an idea that we should go run to know Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Abzeir Abzeir Abzeir. Meishki Avad Chazinu Ludrabban the Karuati the Pirko. When I used to see the rabbis running to shir b'Shabbata on Shabbos, Amina, I thought, "Kamechalin Rabban and Shabbata." They're being mechal Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to run. Shabbos, you're supposed to walk. Kivan the Shemanu who daughter Rav Tancha and Rav Shmuel Ben Levi. Then I heard what Rav Tancha and Rav Shmuel Ben Levi. What did he say? La oylam yaretz adam l'dvar halacha va'afil b'shabbes. A person should run for a dvar halacha. The Vilna Gaon Skirsa is or l'dvar mitzvah. And even on Shabbos, shenemar as the pasuk says, achrei Hashem yelchu ka'arei yishag. You don't just go to a mitzvah, but achrei Hashem. Yelchu ka'ar, like a lion roars. You do it with energy. You do it as if you really want to be there. So when I heard that, so I realized that running to hear a shir, running to do a mitzvah is a mitzvah. Oh, if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. See, now let her run on Shabbos, l'dvar reshus. You could run on Shabbos, l'dvar mitzvah. Running on Shabbos is not a d'oraisa. It's something you don't do because you're not supposed to walk on Shabbos the way you walk during the week. But you hate diburach b'Shabbos ki diburach b'chol, hiluchach b'Shabbos ki hiluchach b'chol. That's the idea. But if it's l'dvar mitzvah, then it's okay. Either way, there's an idea to run l'dvar mitzvah near the faladases Hashem. Achri Hashem yelchu kari yishach. We'll get back to this as well. Omer Rab Zera. Agra de pirka riata. For some people, the primary reward that they get for going to a shir is the fact that they ran to hear it. Meaning, not everybody understands everything they hear at a shir. So what if somebody goes to a shir, he didn't understand the shir? So he's going to not get that much reward for the learning, because he didn't learn that much. He didn't really understand. But the fact that it was hard for him to get out of bed, the fact that he ran, the fact that he tried. So agrid the pirka sometimes is riata. Amar Abaya. Agrid the kaladukha. Sometimes the primary reward that a person gets for going to a shir is the fact that he squeezed and he squashed. But the fact that he feels uncomfortable, that could sometimes be his primary reward. Amar Rava. Agrid the shmait asfar. The main reward that a person gets for hearing a halacha is the lumbus, is trying to understand it, trying to make sense of it. Amra Papa, Agri de Beitamya Shtikusa. The primary reward that a person's gonna get sometimes if he goes to be Menachal of somebody is not for what he says, but it's for what he doesn't say. Sometimes the biggest nichum, the biggest chizek is shtikusa, not to say anything. Amr Mazutra, Agri de Tanisa Tzitkasa. The main reward that a person's gonna get for you think you fast the tainus, asara b'teve. So what's the main schar that a person's gonna get? Fasting, you're hungry, you want a coffee, your head hurts. No, that's not the main reward. The main reward is that there are people that are always fasting, and especially on a Yom Tainus, you go, you help Daniim, and you help them have what they need to break their fast. That's the main reward that a person gets for fasting. I'm Rav Sheshes. Agri de Hespeda Daluye. The main reward that a person gets for giving a hesped is the fact that he cries, and Rashi says he's ma'ir other people to cry. So it's sometimes not so much what he said about the maze, but it's what he was able to get other people to do. And finally, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Agri de Behiluli Mili. The main reward a person's going to get for going to a wedding is the Mili. It's saying Kalina v'chasuda. It's making the Chasam v'kala feel good. In other words, the Gemara said that sometimes what we think will be the primary source of reward for something good that we do is not really what it is. Going to a shir. What's the schar? I'm learning. I don't. Maybe it's the fact that you went to the shir. You might get more schar from that. Go to Menachem Avol. Probably say something smart, a nice story, make the person feel good. Shtikusa. It's the fact that you sit and you say nothing and you just show moral support, solidarity, that in and of itself sometimes could be the primary reward. A person fasted, so he's going to get reward for fasting. No, it's the tzedakah that you give, etc., etc. If somebody davens behind shul, so there's a minyan going on and he's standing outside of shul and that's where he's davening. Nigra Rasha. Shenem HaPasik says, Saviv Rishon Yisalachim. You know who the Rishon are? They're Sofit. They're not in Shul. They're outside Shul. That's only true if you're not facing Mizrach. Meaning you're not facing the same direction that the Chevron Shul are facing. But if you are facing the same direction, less lamba, then this halacha doesn't relate. It was a person that was once davening behind the Beis HaKnesses. And he wasn't facing Mizrach. He was facing a completely different direction. Chalaf Elio, Chazia. Elio, a Navi, was passing by. And he saw him. Idmi leketayo. So he dressed up like an Arab. So this is already the third time we had Eliyahu HaNavi in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos. We had Eliyahu Zachor Latayv, who appeared to Rabbi Yossi. Then we had Ahu Saba, which is also Eliyahu HaNavi. And here you have Eliyahu who's dressed up like an Arab. So you see, there's different giluyim, different physical manifestations of Eliyahu HaNavi. Amalu Lei. So Eliyahu HaNavi told him, Kedubar Kiamtech Kamimorach. It looks like you don't believe in the same God that the people in Shul believe in. Because they're facing east, you're facing another direction. Repeat, who you davening to exactly? Either way, before this person had a chance to answer, Shalav Safsira Eliyahu HaNavi took out a sword, the Kotle, and he killed him. Which is interesting, because usually when you think of Eliyahu HaNavi coming, it's to be Mevasub Sairis Tovis Yeshua's Menachamas. And here, Eliyahu HaNavi's killing somebody. Something to think about. So, one of the rabbanon told Rabbi Bar Abaya. So, we just mentioned a pasuk that says "Saviv Rishaim Yisalachon." Why did we mention this pasuk? So you really have to follow the paper trail. But we mentioned this pasuk because you learn from Mira Halacha that if somebody davens Achari Beis HaKnesses, he's called a rasha. Saviv Rishaim Yisalachon. The rasha is Saviv.
The end of that pasuk is Kirum Zulus Livnei Adam. So we darshan the first part of the pasuk. We're going to darshan the second part of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Amalei told him Elu Dvarim Shalim Debrumei Shalaylam Uvnei Adam Azalzalam. It's referring to things that are Berumei Shalaylam. They're literally in the heavens. Uvnei Adam Azalzalam. For some reason, people don't take it so seriously. What is that? So Rashi says Kegoin. For example, Tefillah. Sha'ayla lamayla. Tefillah is Dvarim Ma'im Den Berumei Shalaylam. Because where does Tefillah go? You hope it goes lamayla. You hope it goes to Shemayim. But Rashi says kegoy, as tzimbayshpil, as an example. Meaning, tefillah is not the only example of something that's oimid berumah shalaylam. It's just kegoy. It's an example of it. Clearly, there are others. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loz, Nami Chavai, Kimishin, and Tzarchan, and Lebrius. If a person has to come on to other people, he becomes dependent on other people. Pun of mishtanis kekrum. The color of his face changes. It becomes like the color of a krum. Shenemar kirum zulus livnei adam. So zulus livnei adam means someone that has to come on to other people, he becomes like a krum. Now, my krum, there's a bird that's called a krum. And when the sun shines, it starts changing colors. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Ami Travayu, Rav Ami and Rav Asi both said a different shot. Ki'ilu nidoin b'shtei dinim. Meaning, someone that has to come on to other people, not only does his face become like the face of a krum, but it's very difficult. And it's as if he was judged b'shtei dinim. Eish and mayim. Shenemar hikafta enosh l'resheinu. Someone has to come on to an enosh. He has to come on to somebody else. Banu b'eish v'mayim. It's as if he went through eish v'mayim exhale. So either way, we still have some time. Three ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So again, it's very hard to be bayer oichel mitoich oichel in today's daf and to try to figure out what exactly to talk about. But three ha'aris. The first ha'ar is, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Amar Rav Avin bar Ado, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Minayin sheHaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. Shenemar nishba Hashem bi minoy ubizraya uzoy. Minoy zu toira. What does bizraya uzoy mean? Elu tefillin. It's referring to the tefillin. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Raya Uzay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. And then the Gemara said, Omri Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Rabin, Hani tefillin de Mariyamu maksivbu. Thus state in the tefillin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara said, it says, Umika Amchi Yisrael, it says, Ashrecho Yisrael, Ula Sitcha Elyoy, some of the most beautiful psukim in the Torah. Psukim that talk about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Kla Yisrael, how we're a Goy Echad. That's the theme of the psukim that we have in the tefillin. Then the Gemara says that the tefillin shel Reish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is divided into four batim, the way our tefillin shel Reish is, and the tefillin shel Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is one in one Yad. Rav Meir Simcha, in Meshech Chachma, in a classic Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Boy, says a dover nifla, based on this Gemara right here, but before Rav Meir Simcha, a very brief introduction. There's a well-known Gemara, Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara where they brings the machloikis between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem." Says the Gemara, "Bizman she'atem noyagim minig bonim atem kruyim bonim." If we behave like sons to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning we treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he's our father, then we're called Banim, Lashem Alekeichem. But Ein Atem Noegem Minig Banim. But if we don't behave like Banim, Ein Atem Kruyim Banim. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Azayot Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei argues. Ramei says, Benkachu Benkach Atem Kruyim Banim. It doesn't matter if we behave like Banim or if we behave like Avadim. We don't behave like Banim. Either way, Banim Atem Lashem Alekeichem is a Metzius. Says Ramei, how do I know that? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Banim Sechalim Emo. That the Yidden are banim sechalim. Now a sechal is a fool. In this context, he does have heirs, but he's still called a ben. So you see, banim sechalim, even though he's not noyik minik banim, he's still called a ben. Va'imir ameis, and by the way, there's another pasuk. It says, banim le'emun ba. They're my sons, Hashem says, Klai Yisrael, even though I can't trust them. So again, even though I can't trust them, clearly they're not behaving properly, they're still called banim. Va'imir, there's another pasuk that says, zera mireyim banim ashchisim. They're even banim when they're mashchisim, when they're corrupt. Va'oimer, the pasuk also says, Va'oimer, kei mashiyomer lehem b'noyami atem, yeyomer lehem b'nei kel chai. Meaning, even when the Yidden will be in a state where I should say, says Hashem, loyami atem, I should disown Klal Yisrael. That's not what I'm going to say. I'm going to say b'nei kel chai. Either way, Ramei said that I have four rayas from Tanakh that Klal Yisrael, who were referred to in the Torah as banim atam l'ashem alokeichem are called banim, whether they're noyeg minig banim or they're not noyeg minig banim. So Rav Yehuda said, "Bezman shatam noyeg minig banim atam kriyim banim. Ain't atam noyeg minig banim. Ain't atam kriyim banim." Rav said, "No, benkach ubenkach. It doesn't matter if you are noyeg or you're not noyeg." And how did he know it? From four psukim. Frank the Gemara, my vayimer. We need four psukim to make the same point. And the Gemara explains this is an important Gemara because v'chitemi, you're going to tell me schal Yehuda mikri b'ni. What was the first pasuk? Banim schalim hema. We're called banim even when we're fools. Okay, so maybe if we're fools, we're called banim. But maybe if we can't even be trusted, that's worse than just being a fool. Maybe then we're not called banim. That's where I made a second pasuk. Tashma va'omer banim loy emun ba. No, even when I can't trust you. Even when you're loy emun ban, you're still called banim. Why remain in the third pasuk? Because v'chitem ki las b'em nusayim with the mikri banim. You're right. When they're fools and they can't be trusted, they're called banim. But ki polchu l'avaydus keichavim like mikri banim. But maybe if we're even avaydus zara, I mean avaydus zara, we start messing with our amuna. Maybe at that point we're not called banim. Tashman, no. Or yid ki be even avaydus zara, said Rameh, he's still called banim. You know I know that? Because it says zera mireyim banim mashchisim zagrashi ashchas always means avaydus zara. Why do you need a fourth pasuk? Because v'chitem banim mashchisim hu de mikri. But b'nei ma'al, you're like mikri. Maybe you're right. If a yid doesn't aveira, he's a fool. He can't be trusted. He's oivet avodah zarah. He's still called a ben. Okay, he's called a ben. But he's not a real son. B'nei ma'al, you're like mikri. Tashma. That's what Rameir said. I'm going to bring you a fourth pasuk. It says, when the yidden are going to be in a state where really, I should say, you know what I'm going to say? That even when the yidden are being, they're still called, b'nei keil chai. That my same son as they were when they weren't being oved avodah zarah. A machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds bezman shatim noyeg and minig banim atim kriyim banim. Ain atim noyeg and minig banim. Ain atim kriyim banim. Rav Meir says benkach u benkach kriyim banim. Not just banim. Bnei Kel Chai, and Benkach who Benkach means doesn't matter how low the yid falls. He could be an Oved Avodah Zarah. He could be Zera Mireyim Bonim Mashchis. Dein Ashchos El Avodah Zarah. Gili Arayis. It doesn't matter. He's still going to be considered a Ben. So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Reb Meir? Or do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? If there's a yid, then, and unfortunately he's making mistakes, he's not going in the richtig aveg. Is he a ben l'Hashem alekeichem or not? Now the truth is, this kloliap shas. And in kloliap shas, and kloliap sak, the rule is, whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, v'lo itmar hilcha so loikamar v'lo ikamar, and the Gemara doesn't say mefurish who we paskin like, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, based on kloliap shas, if a yid is not noyeg minik banim, really, he shouldn't be considered a ben l'Hashem alekeichem. Stating that, the Ramah in Hilchas Avelos, in Simon Shinayim Beris, brings from the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Rashba said that as it relates to this Gemara, the Halacha is like Rav Meir. Over here, the Halacha is not like Rav Yehuda. Now, how does this come into Hilchas Avelos? Because the Ramah over there is discussing a Halacha with regards to the Kever of a Mummer. Somebody was a Meshumet. He literally left Yiddishkeit. He converted. Ad Kideikach, this person's Kever, is he metama or is he not metama? This is based on something we spoke at in the raid earlier in the Masechta, and that is kivrei yakum are not metama. So the kever of a non-Jew is not metama tumas meis. What about the kever of a mumer? Says the Ramah, avol kever shal mumer lavoidus kechavim metama shal kol Yisrael. Meaning, even though it's really a discussion in the Paiskim, but the Ramah says that halacha lemaisa, if there's a yid buried somewhere and you're a kohen and you know he was a meshumid, he was oivet avoidus zara, it's still metama ba'oil. You can't walk into that cemetery. You can't go near that cave. What's the makar? The makar is the Tshuvas HaRashba. If you look up the Rashba and the Vilna Gaon HaBir Agra brings it right here, says the Rashba, you know what my makar to this? It's Rav Meir's Shita. Because Rav Meir said, Benkach Benkach Kriyam Banim. And what does Benkach Benkach mean? Even if he's Oved Avodah Zarah. So a Yid is Oved Avodah Zarah, he's still called a Ben. If he's called a Ben, he's a Yid. If he's a Yid, he's Metame Tumas Meis. Zok the Rashba. But I thought the rule always is, we pass like Rav Yehuda over Rav Meir. So why am I telling you the Halacha is like Rav Meir? Again, Nafkimina La Halacha. In Yeridei Simen Shinayim Beis. Zok the Rashba. Because being that the Gemara was Shok of Atari, the Gemara said, Mai Va'omer, 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 a whole long Gemara. If the halacha wasn't like Rav Meir, the Gemara wouldn't have spent so much time in Rav Meir. The fact that the Gemara really fleshed out Rav Meir with a pasuk and another pasuk and another. If the halacha was like Rav Yehuda, we could have ended the sugya six lines earlier. The fact that we went through the whole arichos, that's a raya. That's a raya that the halacha is like Rav Meir. So we pasuk like Rav Meir. We pasuk, it doesn't matter who the yid is. Benkach u benkach kriyim banim. I once thought that, how did Rav Meir know benkach u benkach kriyim banim? How do you know that? Tasty. How do we, you know what Hashem thinks? So it could be pshat based on a well-known Gemara. in Masechtas Chagiga Daf Yudal Ramid Beis Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph. Reb Meir had a famous Rebbe or an infamous Rebbe, Acher, Elisha Bar Avua, and the Gemara tells the story how there were four Chachamim that were Nichnei Slapardes. They went into the Netherlands. The Elohim Ben Azai Ben Zoyma, Acher and Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai, the Gemara says, died. Ben Zoyma was affected mentally. Acher was affected spiritually, and only Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says, was nichnes b'shalim, the yatsa b'shalim. And the Gemara goes on to tell the story that Elisha bar Avua went into Bezdin Shalmaila, and he saw the Malach Matat. He was sitting, and he was writing the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. And he commented, he says, sitting, I remember learning that there's no yeshiva in Bezdin Shalmaila. And then he uttered the words. He said, Shemachas v'shalom shtei reshuyos. Maybe there's two worlds. Maybe, because I remember learning in Kabbalah that there's no yeshiva in Shemayim. Why is the Malach sitting? As soon as he said that, there was a baskal. And the baskal said, Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. He said, the baskal says, Yidin shayvavim, even the Bali Aver, do tshuva. Chutz me'acher, with the exception of Acher. And then the Gemara says, when Acher heard that, he says, well, if I don't have the next world, I might as well enjoy myself in this world. And he came down, and he went to a Zayna, and the Gemara tells a whole story how Acher completely went off the Yiddish Aveg, because he heard the Baskel. The Baskel said he's not going to be accepted in Olam Haba. He can't even do tshuva. Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. And then the Gemara tells a whole bunch of stories how Rameir, who was Acher's Talmud, tried being Mekar of Acher. He said, Acher, chazor bach, do tshuva. And he said, I can't do tshuva because I heard the Baskel. You know what the Baskel said? Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. I'm out of business. There's nothing I can do. The Baskel said it already. There's no reason for me to do tshuva. But I was thinking, what did the Baskel say? Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. You see two things. Number one, you see the shayvavim are called banim. The shayvavim, these are the bali aveir. These are the people Hashem's calling out to, and He's telling them to do tshuva. They're not noyig minig banim. Shuvu banim. But you see even more than that. You see that even Acher was considered a ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. Chutz and lomdis only make sense if Acher is a ben. So it's a carve out. All the banim, with the exception of Acher. If Acher is not a ben, then it's not shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. He's not part of the banim shayvavim. So Reb Meir knew this. He had inside information. He had inside information because his Rebbe, Elisha bar Avua, was nichnas l'pardes. And he heard the baskel that said shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. So his takeaway was a very positive takeaway. He saw from there that benkach u benkach kruyim banim. Either way, that's the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin. That's the Tshuvas HaRashba, that the Ramah Paskins like in Yerideh Simin Shin, Ayin Beis, with this Hoysofa from the Gemara Masechtas Chagiga Daf Tezvav. So now back to the class of Meshech Achma. Says Rameh Simcha, that we wear tefillin on our Shal Rosh, and we wear tefillin Shal Yad. And the Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu also wears tefillin. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin Shal Rosh, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu wears a tefillin Shal Yad. What's the significance of the tefillin Shal Rosh that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wears? What's the significance of the tefillin Shal Yad? So he says the pasuk says regarding the Beis Hamikdash, "V'haya einai v'libi yisham kol hayamim," that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ayin and his lev is going to be with Klal Yisrael kol hayamim. Einai is the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out, he's mashkiach al abriyos. We hashkocha pratis, no randomness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. What's libi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the heart. That's your emotion. Einai is hashkocha. L'maisa. Libi is the lev. Says Ramei Simcha, the tefillin shal roish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the hashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. The tefillin shal yad, which is keneged alev, that represents the lev and the hava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Says Ramei Simcha, the tefillin shal roish has four batim. You know why it has four batim? Because we know that all yidden could be divided into four groups. Everyone knows this. How do you know that from the Dalad Minim? On Sukkot, so you have the Esrig, which has a Tam Vereach, that's Keneged the Tzadik. And then you have the Luliv, and the Hadas, and the Arava, Tam B'loy Reach, Reach B'loy Tam, Loy Tam B'loy Reach, and they represent the Tzadik, and the Rasha, and the two Beinanim. These are four classes, four categories of yidden. As it relates to the Tefillin Shal Rosh, says Ramei Simcha, there's four batim. You know why? Because when it comes to the Behoye Einai, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach al Abriyos, it's a quid pro quo. It depends how you behave. If you're a tzaddik, you have Ashkoch el Yoyna. If you're a Rasha, then there's going to be issues. Because in the Behoye Einai, intellectually, not all Jews are the same. How could they be? Of the Tefillin Shal Yad, which represents the lev. The hava that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, Zokr Mei Sivchin, the hava, there's no four batim. It's all one bias. Because the hava that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for the Esrig, who has a tam v'reach, is the zelba hava that he has for the Arava, that has no tam and no reach. Because when it comes to the hava, bonim atim l'ashem alekechem, benkach u'benkach kriyim bonim, it's all the same. It's all the same. Then we're all one nation. We're all one. When is there division? Vayeinai. Libi, it's all one. In the Tefillin Shal Rosh, there's batim. In the Tefillin Shal Yad, there's no batim, because the Kadosh Baruch has the same ahava for the Yid, who's an Oyvid Avodah Zarah. He's the same Bnei Kel Chai, even though he's Bona Mashchisen, that he does for the Gres Tzadik. That's the first Ara. The second Ara is, so the Gemara mentioned that if there are 10 people get together to daven, Shechina Beinayim. 3 Dayanim get together for a din Torah, Shechina Beinayim. 2 people learn Torah, Shechina Beinayim. 1 person learns Torah, there's also going to be Shechina Beinayim. And then the Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk for 2 if I already know 1? And what do I need 2 if I already have 3? Etc., etc. The Gemara worked it all out. The truth is, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that's very, very similar, albeit very different than the Gemara that we just learned. It's in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Reb Chalafte Ish Kfar Chananya Omer. Asorah Shiyoichim Vaiskin the Torah, Shechina Shui Beinem. If 10 people are learning Torah, and our Gemara was 10 people are davening. 10 people are learning Torah, Shechina Beinem. Shenemar Elikim Nitzav Badaskel. The same Pasuk. Uminayin Afilu Chamisha. How do you know 5 people are learning Torah together? The Shechina's there. The Pasuk says, Vaagudasai Al Eretz Yesada. Uminayin Afilu Shloisha. How do you know 3 people? Shenemar Bekerav Elikim Yishma. Uminayin Afilu Shnayim. Shenemar Oz Nidbur Yireh Hashem Yisrael Vayakshav Hashem Yishma. Same passage that the Gemara brought. Again, the same passage. So the Gemara brings a passage. If 10 people are learning Torah, the Shechina, 5 people, 3 people, 2 people, 1 person. Now, if you look at the Mefarshei HaMishnayis, they already make the obvious diyukin between this Mishnah and Pirkei Avos and the Gemara that we just learned here in Masechtas Brachos, Daf Ayin, Daf Vavam and Aleph Ayin Sham. But one thing is clear from this Gemara. That is that there's different levels of Shechina, and that the levels of Shechina vary dependent on how many people are learning together. Meaning, 1 person learns Torah Shechina, 2, 3, 5, 10. I mean, if it's all the same Shechina, then it's all the same Shechina. So it must be qualitatively, there's different levels of Shechina. And the levels of Shechina depend on how many people are learning. Meaning, when more people learn Torah together, this is the point, there's more Shechina there. It's a Maila. It's clear in this Mishnah that there's a Maila to have more Yidden learning together. Read to you one line for Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim, his Pirush on Pirkei Avos. Ki b'inyone Torah moil mo'oid ha-kibbutz. Because when it comes to learning Torah, moil mo'oid ha-kibbutz. The more people that are learning together, the more powerful it is as it relates to Limud HaTorah. So I'm going to tell you something unbelievable. Everyone knows Rameh Shapiro founded Limud Daf Hayomi, Rosh Hashanah of the year, Tav Reish Pei Dalet, September 11th, 1923, it's in Dritten Mall. So Rameh Shapiro is the one that founded Limud Daf Hayomi. Unfortunately, Rameh Shapiro passed away at a young age in 1933. Rameh Shapiro was 46 years old, and in 1933 he passed away. And when he passed away, being the leader of Limud Daf Hayomi, Daf Hayomi needed a new CEO, so to speak. It needed a new leader. Not just that, Ramesh Shapiro was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmi Lablin. And we needed a new Rosh Yeshiva Yeshivas Chachmi Lablin. The next Rosh Yeshiva became Rab Arya Tzvi Fromer. He was known as the Kozhik Lover Goyen, Hashem Yim Kam Dama. He was killed during the Holocaust. He was a Talmud Muvik of the Avnei Nezer. He was a Goyen Oilam, and he was respected as a tremendous Goyen, both in the Chassidish world and both in the Litvish world. So Rav Arya Tzvi Fromer, from 1933 until the Holocaust, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin. And he felt that being that he's taking over Ramey Shapiro's Avodas HaKodesh of running Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, it would be appropriate for him to also take upon himself the other Avodas HaKodesh of Ramey Shapiro, and that is Limud Daf Hayomi. Not just that, he added to the Daf Hayomi, this is the rest of the story, he took upon himself, he tried getting Yidden to learn Mishnah Yomi as well. So there's a lot of parts of Shishi Sidra Mishnah that don't have any Gemara. You have Zrom, you have Tyrus, and he wanted very much that we should be Mashlim, because that's the real kavanah of Ramey Shapiro, was to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And either way, that was his dream, Mishnah Yomi. And he started promoting it, and he spoke about it. Either way, there was a very big siyum in Europe in 1938. This was in June of 1938. And Rabbi Arya Tzvi Fromer, the Kozhik Lover Goyen, spoke at this big siyum. This was a siyum for Shisha Sidra Mishnah. And he was the guest speaker, the Eireich HaKavod. It was Chof Ches Sivan, Tav Reish Ches Tzadik, 1938, literally a year or so before the war broke out. And the shir, The drasha that he gave is printed in Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, which incidentally was just recently reprinted. It had been out of print for many, many years. It's in the beginning of Chelek Aleph of Shailos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi. And in his drasha, he said the following. He said, Limud Daf HaYoimi, Limud Mishne HaYoimi is very important. Well, learning is always important. He said, but I'm going to tell you why it's even more important. He says, because when a person learns Daf HaYoimi, he doesn't only have the schus of learning Torah, he has the schus of Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. And he based it on a Magen Avraham and Simon Tofresh Pei Zayin and a Machtes HaShekel Ayin Shom, you have to see it inside. Where the Magen Avraham says that if two people learn the same thing, even though they're not in the same room, it's called Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. So for example, Mikra Megillah, which is called Talmud Torah by Chazal, was referred to as Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. Why is Talmud Torah, the Rabbin? Because all the Jews are learning the Megillah. They're all hearing the Megillah. Yeah, I understand, but he's in this shtibel, he's in that derfel, he's on this side or he's on that side or all. What makes the Talmud Torah the Rabbin? You know what unifies it? You know what gives it the koyach of Talmud Torah the Rabbin? That's what gives it Talmud Torah the Rabbin. The fact that they're all learning the same thing. So the Magen Avraham says in the Machzah Shekel that there's an idea of Talmud Torah the Rabbin even if you're not literally in the same room. And the Kajal Glover Goyen said that the schus of Torah the Rabbin is not shaykh. Anytime a person learns Torah, one person learns Torah, the Shekhinah is there. Avaye lecho birachticha. Two more, three more, five more, 10 more. He says, what about if thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Yidden will be learning the same thing? That's Talmud Torah the Rabbin on the highest level. And then he said, in the schus of Talmud Torah the Rabbin, the Geula is going to come. Say he was being mechazik people to learn Daf Yomi. He said, because then you're going to have Talmud Torah the Rabbin. So just now, when they reprinted the Shalos HaTshuvos Eretz Tzvi, they reprinted Chelek Beis. I couldn't get my hands on Chelek Beis for years. Now I have it. And in Chelek Beis, I found two tshuvas. One is Simen Ayin Aleph, the other one is Simen Ayin Beis. Ayin Gimel. It's Ayin Beis and Ayin Gimel. Where he's being mechazik people to learn Daf Yomi and Limud Yomi. They're both very, very small tshuvas. They're very easy to read. And if you want chizik on Daf Yomi, Ayin Shom. And both tshuvas, he said the same thing. He quoted the same Magen Avraham and the same Machtes HaShekel, that there's an idea of Talmud Torah the Rabbin. And when two people learn the same thing, or many people learn the same thing, multitudes of Yidden learn the same thing, even if they're not physically in the same room, it still has the schus of Talmud Torah the Rabbin. That's why Ramey Shapiro felt that a person can have Yeshuas when he learns Daf Yomi. Daf Shel Svina Nizdamili. Why? I mean, what's the pshat? There has to be a pshat. What's the difference if I learn Daf Yomi or if I learn something else? Like, Mehecha Tesi. You know what the answer is? It's Talmud Torah Rabbin. We just learned the Gemara. Talmud Torah Rabbin is on a different level. And if you could be part of a, imagine you could say Yehesh Mei Rabba, right? 92,000 people said Yehesh Mei Rabba. It's unbelievable. Imagine you're learning Gemara with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people every single day. That's Talmud Torah, the Rabbin, on the highest level. Maybe that's the rest of the story. The pnimius of Daf Shel Svina, either way. The Kosher Glover Goyen, Hashem Yimkum Dama.